If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Darren LaHood is a second-generation congressman representing the 16th District. He said being a dad is one of his greatest privileges. Darren, welcome to the show. Out of your three boys, McKay, Lucas, and Teddy, which one is most likely to follow in their dad's and their granddad's footsteps into the world of politics or service to their community or country?
Well, Lisa, thanks for having me on today. Always good to be with you and your listeners. I just want to get them through college first. All three will be in college next year, so let's work on that first, and then we'll figure out what they want to do long term.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you for the service of your family. Certainly have been committed throughout the years, and representing the 16th District now, I know there were protests at your office and in around Rockford. Rockford Police, Cherry Valley Police were out, and of course, in Normal, there were protests about the bill, the budget bill. You voted yes. I went to your website. I see why you voted yes, but how do you address those people who are very frightened about the cuts to Medicaid and Medicare?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, if you go back and look at the election that occurred in November, I think President Trump got elected for two reasons. One, fixing the illegal immigration system at our southern border. And then secondly, fixing the economy. And when I look at the bill that I voted on last week, first of all, I read every page of the bill, all 900 pages of it. I thought that was important. But secondarily, how do we fix the economy? Inflation is way too high, Lisa. Interest rates are way too high. You can't afford to buy a home, particularly young people. Energy costs are high. Cost of goods are high. And so we had to figure out, from an economic standpoint, how do we bring down those costs? And in my view, this bill does much of that. It gives a tax break to working families, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on car loans, no tax on Social Security for elderly folks, but also looks at small and medium-sized businesses on how do we get the economy going again. My view is you're not going to grow the economy with more government spending. You have to have the private sector flourishing, and we focused on that in this bill.
Tax on tips, I mean, having been a waitress and knowing a lot of people in that industry, none of those people have ever itemized their taxes. They've never paid tax on tips, especially when they're making $2 an hour. I feel like that's kind of a non-issue. That's really not going to help that segment. What it's going to do is help them report their taxes and hopefully qualify for home loans. In the past, they haven't been able to do that. But specifically about those people that are disabled in your district, or you know, the people that were in wheelchairs that were protesting, they're concerned about what it means to them. It feels like the poorest and the most physically challenged will be in an even more disadvantaged state as a result of this.
Well, Lisa, let's talk about Medicaid, because it was affected by this bill. And will there be cutbacks in Medicaid? There will. But the area that we're cutting back on is, for instance, there's 1.4 million illegal immigrants that are on Medicaid. They're going to get kicked off Medicaid because they're not U.S. citizens, and that should happen. But also, if you have a child with developmental disabilities and you're on Medicaid, your Medicaid does not get affected by this bill. If you're a senior citizen on Medicaid and fixed income, you're not affected. But here's where we cut back. If you're an able-bodied adult, say in your 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s, and you don't have dependents, you're not disabled, we're going to transition you into work requirements or getting a job. Today, we have 7 million unfilled jobs in the country. And if you're an able-bodied adult on Medicaid, yes, we're going to transition you off because we think a job is better for you. If you're a working, if you're a young mother with three kids on Medicaid, your Medicaid does not get affected. So will there be Medicaid cuts? Yes. If you're an illegal immigrant, you're not going to get Medicaid anymore. If you're an able-bodied adult, we're going to try to transition you into a job. So there is cuts. And remember, Lisa, we're $37 trillion in debt in this country, and we got to figure out ways to cut back. And that's the portions I just talked about with Medicaid. Those people that are in wheelchairs protesting, their Medicaid is not going to be affected.
Congressman, there are still going to be Medicaid dollars available for illegal immigrants in some emergency cases, are there not?
if somebody shows up at the hospital in the emergency room, and there will be Medicaid dollars available for people regardless of whether they're illegal or not illegal.
And can we talk quickly about Zuckerberg and the nuclear power plant plan? Does that fall within your district?
I'm not sure I know what you're referring to, Lisa.
Oh, okay. Well, Mark Zuckerberg, who is, you know, the CEO, the founder of Meta and Facebook, apparently is going to have some impact on electricity in Illinois by offering to help fund the building of another plant that would help his entity create AI for many people, not just in this state, but around the nation. Maybe that's just too new and just bubbling up today. But that's something that I think just draws on electricity and draws on the usage of water, and something that I think people will certainly be paying attention to in the future.
Well, Lisa, what I will say on that is I do have three nuclear plants in my district in the northern part, and I've been a strong supporter of those jobs and opportunities. And in the bill we passed last week, we do extend the transferability and some of the energy provisions in there for more nuclear. And I think that's a positive, good thing, and will be good for Illinois in terms of more data centers. And as the build-out of AI and quantum continues to grow, we're going to need those energy sources. And I think nuclear is a way to do that. The specifics of the Zuckerberg plan I'm not familiar with, but I think we have the potential to grow jobs and economic opportunities in Illinois in the nuclear industry.
Congressman, it's Steve Bertrand in the newsroom. We've been talking since you were elected. I talked to your dad for decades, and I just want to say, I'll take off my professional hat here, and I need to put my dad hat on, because I'm the parent of a transgender child, and I feel a duty to my family to express to you my dismay in how your party has used the transgender children and the issues they face for votes. I think that's what, especially around the states with these state laws, and someone in the party, such as yourself perhaps, has to be better than that and to stand up and to say this is enough. This should be between families and health professionals, not legislators sitting in the state capitol. It's harmful to kids, little impressionable kids who are facing the most difficult days of their lives, to then be singled out and made a national news story of. And I don't have a question there. I have a hope that you'll stand up against that, but I just felt like I needed to share that with the leader of the party.
Well, Steve, I appreciate you mentioning that about you and your family. I mean, listen, I only speak for myself. I represent 750,000 people in my district. If you look at the 10 years I've been involved in congressional races, you'll never see a commercial that I've run on anything related to that. That's not something that I use in campaigns or have used to political advantage. And so, again, I'm not going to speak for other people and how they run the races or what they do.
I guess maybe that's my point. Maybe you should start speaking for other people because they're in your party and they're using your party's name. And, you know, we're talking about the Big Beautiful Bill and what it does for the country as a whole, not just your 750,000 constituents. So maybe we need to look at what politicians are doing to the country as a whole or to kids around the country, too.
And I'm wondering if, you know, the word is that you have a big cash chest and that you are looking to run for Dick Durbin's seat for the Senate. Is that true?
Well, I just got elected in November to my job as a member of Congress for the 16th District. It's an honor and a privilege. I just got sworn in January. I think it's important to do the job that you have now, which I'm doing. There'll be a time and place for thinking about a future office at a later time. I am thoroughly enjoying my job serving on the Intelligence Committee, serving on the Ways and Means Committee, serving on the Select Committee on China.
Congressman, that's what they all say. Now, really, are you going to run?
Well, Steve, you'll be the first one to know.
All right, that's what I want.
Oh, good. You're going to make the announcement on our show then?
We'll hold you to that.
That we will. My gosh, we're up against news time. We'd love to carry on the conversation, so we welcome you back again.
Thank you both.
That is Congressman Darren LaHood of the 16th District of Illinois. Steve's news coming up next.